Chapter 16. The afternoon had grown so dark that inside the house it almost seemed like night. Three things happened simultaneously. Lightning flashed, the lights blinked off, and the front door rattled. My heart flip-flopped and landed in my throat. Mom sat frozen in her chair. This was eerily similar to the night when Walter Harris came to our door. Once again, someone knocked, loudly. "I'll go," I said. "You stay here." "No, I'm coming too," Mom replied. Peering through the front window, I shivered with a strange feeling of deja vu. I recognized the figure on the porch, and I feared him not at all. "Jasper Harris!" I yelled, yanking open the door. Mom grasped him by his soggy arm. "What are you doing? Don't you know that your mother is worried sick about you and Grant Hindley is looking for you?" With his hair plastered to his forehead and his clothes dripping rain, Jasper was a spooky reminder of the elder Harris who had stood in this very spot not long ago. Closing the door behind him, I crossed my arms over my chest and used the sternest voice I could muster. "All right, Jasper, what gives?" Mom disappeared into the bathroom and came back holding a towel. "Darcy, give the boy a chance. He's half drowned. Dry off, Jasper, then come into the kitchen and have something to eat. I imagine you are starving." Sidling away from me, Jasper took the towel. "Thanks, Miss Flora. Yes, I'm right hungry," he said. Mom bustled around the kitchen and soon had peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, a couple of apples, 2 pieces of cherry pie, and a glass of milk on the table for our impromptu guest. Jasper wasted no time digging in. "You aren't finished, are you, Jasper?" Mom asked when he stopped eating after only half the food was gone. He wiped his mouth and grinned. "I'm full to the brim, Miss Flora, but I'll save the rest for later. Thanks a lot. Do you mind if I take it with me? And do you think I could have another glass of milk poured into a jar that I could take?" Mom looked puzzled but nodded. "Sure, I can fix it up for you, but Jasper, aren't you going home now? Why are you hiding?" Jasper's forehead wrinkled as he gazed at Mom. "I can't go home 'cause Darcy's friend Grant the sheriff thinks I killed my pa and Mom would cry and beg me to talk to Grant. I saw it in the paper, Miss Flora. I know that my pa is dead and folks think I done it." "Now, look, Jasper," I began. "You don't want to be a fugitive from the law. If you didn't kill your father, and I don't think you did, it is best for you to go to Grant and tell him." Shaking his head so vigorously that his wet, blonde hair stood out, he scowled at me.
"You don't know nothing. I didn't kill nobody. I ain't got no way of proving it, though, and Mort wrote in that newspaper of his that my knife was found beside Pa."
"Now, now," Mom said soothingly. "Don't get excited, Jasper. Why don't you tell us what really happened while I put this food in a sack?" Mort and his mega mouth. I imagined Grant was pretty unhappy that Mort mentioned the knife. Laying my hand on her arm, I said, "Mom, do you realize you are helping Jasper evade the law? I don't know how Grant will look at that, but I think it could be called aiding and abetting."
"For goodness sake, Darcy," she said. "Jasper is a neighbor, Pat's son. I've known this boy all his life, and he's hungry, needing food. He isn't a fugitive. Besides, what Grant doesn't know won't hurt him."
It might, however, hurt us if Grant were to find out we befriended Jasper and helped him stay in hiding by feeding him. Mom had that stubborn look on her face, and I knew it was useless to argue. "Okay, Jasper, talk," I said. "Tell us your version of what happened on that night your father wound up dead outside of Old String Shack." Rain poured from the stormy skies. Lightning skittered across the heavens, and in the semi-darkness, Jasper looked as if he might bolt at any second. He glanced around the kitchen like a caged animal. Mom, I noticed, was taking her time about getting his food together. I felt sure she was using a delaying tactic to keep him talking.
"Well..."
He cleared his throat.
"It was raining, you know, and the rain caught me out in the woods. I was owling and..."
"Jasper," I interrupted, "I didn't know you were into owling. That's interesting." Owling was an activity I wanted to try some moonlit night if it ever stopped raining long enough for the moon to show its face. I loved owls, and searching for them and cataloging what kind and how many would be a fascinating activity. He looked offended. "Sure, I am, Darcy. They're mighty neat birds. Anyway, the rain came up, and I didn't have time to get back to the house, so I ducked into Old String's place until the storm let up. Hurry, Miss Flora, will you?" he asked, fidgeting in his chair. "Go on," I prompted, as Mom lit a chunky candle and set it on the table. "Old Strings is a mighty good place for a hideout, or at least it was. That storm was loud and lasted a while. I picked up a stick off the floor and started whittling a whistle out of it just to pass the time. I guess I wasn't the only one looking to get out of the rain that night. I hadn't been there long when a man came running in. I shone my flashlight on his face, but he grabbed it and turned it on me. I didn't like that one bit, I tell you." Jasper stared down at his plate, frowning, as he remembered. "Anyway, he looked me over and real slow he said, 'I know you. You're my son Jasper.' And then I remembered a little bit of what my pa looked like. Once I saw an old picture Mom had of him, so I knew he was telling the truth. He said something about maybe he had made a mistake, and he said he wanted to explain something to me." Jasper shook his head, his face turning red. "I didn't want to hear nothing he had to say. If he wanted to say he was sorry for running off and leaving Mom and me, it was too late. I got up and ran back out into the rain. I guess I must have dropped my knife." Mom nodded. "Yes, you did. And I'm sure sorry about that, Jasper. Somebody found it and killed Walter. I know it wasn't you, but it makes you look guilty." We three sat staring at the sputtering candle, rain pounding the house and thunder rattling the dishes in the cabinet. "You'd better wait here until this weather lets up," Mom said. That brought Jasper to life. He shoved his chair away from the table, grabbed the sack of food, and stood up.
"No, I can't. I've got to go. Don't worry, Miss Flora. I've got someplace to get out of the rain. Tell Mom not to worry. Thanks for the food."
And he was gone, out of the door and off the porch. The rain, like a gray curtain, closed around him, shutting him from our sight.